The Word of God is more important than a check. The Word of God is more important than your salary. The Word of God is more important than your bank account.
And Dr. Tony Evans says there's no way your financial position should hinder your access to God's wisdom.
Truth is free. God offers it without cost. It is available to you to take advantage of. And it is more important than a paycheck because it has to do with your life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Because I said so may not seem like enough of an answer to a curious child, but Dr. Evans says when it comes from the Word of God, it should be plenty to satisfy a dedicated disciple. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 as he explains.
The truth, as revealed by God, in order for it to benefit us, must be received. First of all, you got to hear what the truth is. He says in verse 13, you receive the word which you heard from us. You've got to receive the word. You've got to know what it is that you should be believing. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by the appearing of his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. But when you leave the truth, and therefore you leave the word, you don't experience its life. It's a book that doesn't do anything for you. He says that the thing that should mark the church of the living God is the proclamation of truth so that the word can do its work, because the word won't do its work if you're not dealing with truth. But let's say you are exposed to truth, as we all should be, based on the word of God. He says then in 1 Thessalonians 2, you received the truth. So the truth that is proclaimed must be received for it to work. Now again, if you don't receive it, it's still the truth. It just won't do its work for you. Okay? So he says, I want you to receive, verse 21, the word implanted. Okay, so let me try to define this. I want you to receive the word. But he uses the word implanted. It's got an ED on it. You have an implant in you. If you're a believer, you have an implant. The implant's the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has been implanted into every believer. And the Holy Spirit has integrated into your human spirit and situated itself in your soul. So your human spirit, infiltrated by the Holy Spirit, has been situated in your identity, in your personhood, called your soul. That's the real you. The human spirit needs to eat. The human spirit eats. And what it eats is truth. It eats the word. Receive the word implanted. So you've already got the hunger in the soul by the spirit. That's what's called spiritual growth. It's got to grow. Comes to you in seed form. So it's got to flourish within your soul. And it does it by eating truth. As it eats truth, it expands. Now, in order for it to eat, in order for the new nature, the spirit that is lodged in your soul to expand in your soul, and the expansion of the new nature in your soul, then the soul expands to your body and transformation occurs from the inside out. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may you be sanctified, your spirit, soul, and body, inside out. It happens because he says in verse 19, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Okay? Quick to hear God's point of view. Slow to speak your point of view. Slow to get mad when God's view doesn't agree with yours. Quick to hear God, slow to hear you and anybody else, and don't get mad when you and God disagree with each other. Amen. You say, well, I was raised this way. I think this. I learned it this way in school. Because when you hear God, you and it doesn't agree with you, you're going to get a little muffed. We've had people get up and walk out in the middle of the sermon because what God was saying and what they wanted didn't agree, and they didn't want to hear no more. Even though it was true to the word. So the word will not reach the hunger spot in your soul if your word can trump God's word, because the truth is now being blocked from penetrating. So if you really want to see truth, if you really want to receive it, that means to welcome it, embrace it. He then says, put aside all filthiness and all the remains of wickedness. Most of us, many of us, have had colonoscopies, not a pleasant exam. But it is clear that if you still got all this stuff in you, they can't get a clear picture of what they need to see. That's why communion is so critical, because it is a time when you cleanse yourself before the Lord so that the word can flow through the spiritual colon of your life and reach your soul. So the truth is not blocked by stuff that doesn't belong. He says, receive the word, which is able to change you, to save your soul. When you bring human wisdom into the equation, you block the flow of truth and the dollar kicks back out. The sermon is lost. The truth is lost. The devotion is lost. All that's lost. It's got kicked out because you've introduced competing information. Because God's word does not stand supreme. So it kicks it back out. And you don't get the potato chips and you don't get the candy bar. You don't get what it's designed to produce because you've introduced a foreign element. A movie that I liked, I've looked at it a couple of times, is The Exorcism of Emily Rose. This is a demon-possessed woman. And she is involved in an exorcism to get rid of the demons. So the father brings his cross and his Bible, and he's calling out the demon, because the demon is all up inside of Emily. Calling it out, but the demon won't budge. Demon been there a while, got a posse in there. Demon is just controlling her, throwing her all over the place. She chaining voices. Demon just got her. Now he's giving her the word. He's giving her the cross. He's praying. He's doing all the spiritual stuff for Emily Rose to be delivered. But she's not being delivered. There's a courtroom scene because the cleric is on trial because Emily dies. And was he complicit in her murder? A witness is brought up on the stand. And this witness introduces a new thought. She says, Emily was given Gambutrol. Gambutrol was a drug that was an intoxicant. She was regularly be given Gambutrol, and because she was given this intoxicant, what the cleric was seeking to do could not penetrate. Because this added thing from out here was introduced, keeping her in a stupor and in an intoxicated state so that what he was seeking to do spiritually couldn't get deep enough to pull out the demons. She said, if this outside thing, Gambutrol, had not been introduced, then there would have been a free flow for the spiritual. Once you introduce human understanding that contradicts divine revelation, you've introduced a revelation blocker, a blocker to the truth that keeps the truth from delivering you from whatever it is that you need to be delivered from. Or anybody else you know, because you've introduced a foreign subject, and that's man's view. That's why 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, you did not receive this as the word of men. You received this as the word of God. You will never be full if all you do is chew and don't swallow. It may taste good, but you'll never get great benefit. You got to swallow. The word must be received. And how do you help it to be received? He says in verse 22, but prove yourselves to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. You're going to trick yourself if all you're doing is hearing it and saying amen. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. But once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten the kind of person he was.
Dr. Evans will tell us what God looks for in us when he returns in just a moment. First, though, you can dig even deeper into today's subject with the help of Tony's recently released book, Kingdom Values. It'll help you put what you're learning about God's truth to work as you build a more Christ-centered character. Rather than conforming to our crumbling culture, you'll learn how to develop integrity, authenticity, compassion, accountability, and more. Discover how to experience real change, not just for yourself, but for the people you care about and influence. Contact us today and let us send you a copy of Kingdom Values. It's yours when you make a contribution to help us keep the alternative coming your way each day. But that's just the beginning. Along with the book, you'll also get all 8 full-length messages in Tony's current series, Returning to the Truth. You can get the details and make the arrangements instantly at tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
How do you share the gospel with confidence? What's God's plan for our communities? Why does the Old Testament matter to your faith today? Those are just a few of the questions you'll get answered when you enroll in the Tony Evans Training Center, an interactive online study experience with Dr. Tony Evans, where you can grow in your knowledge of God's Word and learn to advance His kingdom agenda in your life. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to get started today. That's TonyEvansTraining.org.
God is after spiritual transformation, but you must hear the Word, read it, hear it proclaimed in whatever ways that happens. You must then receive it. And then finally, it accomplishes the work. When you take hold of the word takes hold of you. And you begin to change your thinking, your perspective. Oh, it doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean you don't have struggles, but you see changes. You don't react at the same level that you used to react. You aren't defeated at the same level you used to be defeated because something is changing because the word has been freed to take root, to lodge itself in your soul through your spirit. So let's culminate this performance of the word by calling your attention to a psalm that really summarizes it, Psalm 19. Psalm 19 is a psalm that describes the revelation of God, God revealing himself. He says God reveals himself in 2 ways, in the world and in the word. Verse 1, the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the expanse is declaring the works of his hands. He says nature preaches a sermon. Even without a Bible, you have to be an idiot to be an atheist. The heavens are declaring, whoever made this knew what they were doing. Because a painting needs a painter, sculpture needs a sculptor, a watch needs a watchmaker, and a creation needs a creator. It's just the way it's obvious. And so he spends the first six verses talking about the fact, verse 3, there is no speech. Nature doesn't talk, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, but the information is gone out. It's clear in creation, the reality of Almighty God. Then he comes to verse 7, and he wants to conclude by telling you about the Word. First the world, then the Word. He says first, the law of the Lord is perfect, and then he gives you the benefit, restoring the soul. The law is God's rule of life, can restore your innards. It can turn you inside out. It can give you back the life you thought you lost. All of us know what it is to be restored. You know, you're not doing good, you're not feeling good, and you get healthy again, you feel better again, you feel hope again. You want restoration. He says, the law of the Lord is so good, it's flawless, it's perfect, and it can change things from the inside out. Next, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You can count on it, sure, to help you to make the right decision, wise. Wisdom is the ability to make good decisions in life based on God's truth. It is the skill of righteous living. It is the skill of living life as it was meant to be lived. And look at how many bad decisions all of us have made. He says, but the word is sure. Now you can bank on it. It'll give you right decision making. Next, the precepts of the Lord are right. The precepts are the doctrines, the theology, rejoicing the heart. You're lacking joy? He says, when you learn sound doctrine, biblical truth, and that becomes your modus operandi, it will give you joy. Now, why does he tell you it will give you joy? Because joy gives you inner confirmation that you made the right decision. Because sometimes, you know, you is this the right thing to see? Does it bring you joy? Joy is your confirmation that the decision you made based on God's word was the right decision, because he brings rejoicing about it. Or he takes rejoicing away if it's the wrong one. So he says the word of God, the precepts. Next, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. That is, helping you to see clearly, enlightening the eyes. Why do you wear glasses? To see clearly. You want to see clearly. You want 20/20 vision. Because the world will obscure what you're looking at. Because they know how to dress evil up. But he says the word will help you to see, enlightening. You're going to see, oh. You'll see behind the obvious. The curtain will be pulled back, and you'll be able to see reality based on the word. The fear of the Lord is clean, he says. It endures. In other words, it doesn't change with time. All these other philosophies and belief systems, folk be changing stuff, things be changing. He says this thing endures. It's good for your mama. It's good for you, it's good for your baby, it's good for your grandkids, it's good for your great-grandkids, because this thing works across generations. The judgments, he says, of the Lord are true. They are righteous all together. They are the divine verdict. judgments. It keeps you from wandering off. It keeps you from going left, or shows you the road back if you've gone left, because you don't know which way to take to get back to where you need to be. Oh, and by the way, he says, they are more desirable than gold, yes, than fine gold. The word of God is more important than a check. The word of God is more important than your salary. The word of God is more important than your bank account. The word of God is more important than your 401. Not because those things are not important and don't have their place, but you show me a person whose Bible is falling apart, I'll show you a person whose life is not falling apart because they've received the truth. I told my grandson when he went off to college, Jackson, he's got a full 4-year football scholarship. I said, they're giving you a free education. Don't miss the opportunity of taking advantage of something provided for free. Truth is free. God offers it without cost. It is available to you to take advantage of. And it is more important than a paycheck because it has to do with your life.
Dr. Tony Evans will come back with a final thought for us in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you that what we've been listening to today is the closing message in a brand new sermon collection called Returning to the Truth. As always, the full-length versions of all 8 messages are available to review again or to share with a friend or family member. Best of all, we're making them available for a limited time as our gift when you make a contribution toward Tony's ministry. Along with them, we'll include the just-released book I told you about earlier in the program, Kingdom Values, and our thanks for making this ministry possible. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer to help boost your character and strengthen your spiritual foundation. All the details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org, where you'll find hundreds of books, CDs, DVDs, Bible studies, and more. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or get some in-person help from our Resource Center team by calling 1-800-800-3222. It's open 24/7. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. You know, we spend a lot of time asking for God's blessings. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain that many times we don't recognize the ones we already have. Right now, he's back with this final thought.
If you want to take your spaghetti to the next level, Prego spaghetti sauce has offered to assist you. You're going to enter into a new level of dining. Well, what if I want tomatoes? Well, Prego is going to tell you it's already in there. Well, what if I want to put some garlic over it? Well, Prego is going to tell you it's already there. Suppose I want some mushrooms. Prego is going to tell you it's already in there. You don't need to go and shop for all this other stuff because all you need to go to the next level is already in there. If you want to learn how to be a man, it's already in here. If you want to learn how to be the right kind of woman, it's already in here. If you want to learn how to stay married, it's already in here. If you want to learn how to be a victorious single, it's already in here. If you want to learn how to handle your finances right, it's already in here. If you want to know how to have peace that passes understanding, it's already in here. If you all want to know how to live life right, it's already in here. If you want to know how to overcome addictions, it's already in here. If you want to know how to get past the fear of death, it's already in here. If you want to know how to heal racial division, it's already in here. So if you have this, you don't have to go all over the place to get life right, because guess what? This book knows how to take everything to the next level for those who are committed to returning to truth.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.